Glory to Jesus Christ. During these days, preparations for Christmas is peaking in every household. Without this preparation, the upcoming festive days would lose their uniqueness and beauty. We should be aware that this also applies in our spiritual life. And today we expect advice from this last Sunday before the birth of our Lord on how to complete the spiritual preparation for these feast days. Perhaps we might feel a little disappointed that instead of God's word or advice on how to live our life according to the gospel commandments, instead we are given a genealogy of Jesus Christ that does not say anything at first glance. But when we realize that behind every name there is a person's life full of decisions and deeds, our disappointments will surely melt away. We can say that the family tree of Jesus Christ is actually a brief reminder of history of chosen nations. Yes, and is also a reminder of God's work of salvation. God has been preparing His people for receiving the Messiah for a very long time. His intention was to offer people salvation through Jesus Christ. The pages of the Old Testament testified to us that He decided to involve man in His plan of salvation. He announces His will to him and expects the people to cooperate with Him. In every generation, He found people who were willing to participate in this plan by working to accomplish His will in times in which they lived. In this list of God's co-workers, as we should say, the most important position is the Theotokos. God entrusted her with the greatest task. She was to become mother of God's son based on her free decision. And Theotokos fulfilled her unique mission, and the work of salvation entered its final phase. God sends His son to complete the plan of salvation with sacrifice made for the sins of the world. Even today, God is looking for co-workers for His plan for the salvation of the world. Education or status and abilities are not that important. It is only important that we fulfill God's will in our life. The experience of church can testify to countless cases when great works of the development of God's kingdom and the salvation of the people were carried through very ordinary people who fulfilled God's will in the little things of everyday life. Becoming God's co-workers means saying yes to a specific mission or calling. But before that, we must cleanse this yes of ours of all emotion, of our own selfish opinions, so that possible difficulties do not discourage us. When we go for a walk by beach or by river, we can find nice round stones with perfectly smooth surface. But they were not always like that. It all started when they were swept away by raging current of the water that rolled them and forced them to crash into each rock until they lost their sharp edges. For many years, decades, water washed them and thus gradually smoothed their rough surface. And in the end, they became nice pieces that people like to collect or decorate their garden with. But it is also enough to walk just a few steps from a shore to discover the same old stones, but rough and unappealing. Their beauty is still within them, but they were not disrupted by water, which would reveal their beauty as it did with the other stones. If we observe how God acts on a person, we can compare it to the flow of water that smooths the stones. all the trials, all the temptations that come into our life and that we struggle with, remove us from us the filth of sin and simply everything that obscures our true form of God's children. It is important to be disrupted, or in other words, it is good to accept this disruption of God, which is the beginning of path to salvation for us. St. Paul was disrupted by Christ on his way to Damascus, and he has accepted this disruption and let God work in his life, and the result was wonderful. He was one of the greatest evangelists in the history of the church. Who knows what wonderful plan God has for each for one of us. If we accept His will and follow it, our names will be written in the new list of names. They make up the history of New Testament of people of God. So, if we are looking for advice today on how to best experience Christmas, we can find in the call, be disrupted. So let this celebration of the birth of our Lord really disrupt us, and let our determination appear from this disturbance. And let us say, Lord, I'm here, and I want to do your will for the salvation of my soul and the salvation of the world. Glory to Jesus Christ.